This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a follow-up of sorts, really, because last Monday night, an LRT collision took place between Kampong Bahru and KLCC stations. This involved 213 passengers, 47 of whom were seriously injured from that crash. And with some time now having passed and, you know, statements being released by Prasarana, which owns the LRT and so on, we are seeing now responses from the people involved. One of those that has gotten a lot of media attention is the case of Wong Chi Fung, who is a 52-year-old man who is currently in the ICU for enduring injuries from that crash.
Yeah, so his family is now suing Prasarana for 1.8 million ringgit for negligence. And for context, two things, right? So Mr. Wong's the sole breadwinner of the family. He has four children between the ages of 3 and 15 years old. And in terms of the statements that we've been hearing from Prasarana, what they've offered was 1,000 ringgit per passenger in terms of not damages. What's the term? In terms of compensation. Mm-hmm. And I think from the very beginning when that was first announced, there were question marks all over that, right? A lot of people were asking how that number was arrived at, whether or not it's something that people who've been through a trauma would accept in terms of it being a compensation. Because I think if you think about, never mind the mental health, and I can't believe I'm saying that, but never mind the mental health, but if you think about how much it's taken away in terms of your capacity to work, and in a time like the one that we're living in now, I think you just look at that sum of money and it's very difficult to understand.
And I think that's exactly what a lot of people pointed out after that announcement of that 1,000 ringgit was made, particularly reassuring, I think making sure that passengers involved knew that, you know, they do have the option of seeking legal counsel, for instance, and why perhaps it's worth thinking about what to do in these circumstances. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And we will be speaking shortly to Mr. Wong's lawyer. However, let us know your thoughts on this. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're now joined by Jasmine Koo, the lawyer representing Wong Chi Fung. Jasmine, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, very good evening to Lynn, Sharmila and all BFM listeners. Thank you for having me for this evening.
Well, you're representing the family of Wong Chi Fung, right, who is the person that we're talking about. He sustained head and spine injuries in that LRT crash. Could you explain the details of his case?
Yes, I'm representing Mr. Wong. Well, my client and the victim of this collision, Mr. Wong suffered severe injuries on his head where there are grave bifrontal skull fracture with extensive involvement of the anterior and central skull base, where he went for a surgery immediately after the collision and the doctor has to open up his skull to fix the bifrontal skull fracture. Besides, he also had fractures on his right frontal and left frontal temporal intracranial hemorrhage. All right. He also has multiple facial bone fractures. The bones under the right and left eyes are also fractured. All right. The bone at his nose bridge is also fractured. He also suffered traumatic spine injury with multi-level cervical and thoracic spine fractures at T6 and T12 vertebral level. He also suffered right first and left fourth to fifth rib fractures.
So how are Mr. Wong and Mr. Wong's family coping with all this at the moment?
At this moment, they were informed by the doctors that the surgeries went on smoothly yesterday, where he went through he went through 8 hours of surgery yesterday to fix the bone fractures on his face and spine. And currently he is in ICU still for close monitoring. All right. So his wife and children, his aging mother are at loss, devastated, very heartbroken. Mr. Wong is the sole breadwinner of the family. The family never expected such accident to happen. They are mentally and emotionally broken down to see Mr. Wong going through multiple surgeries, pain and suffering. They are in the dark and no one to support them financially and emotionally. They are also feeling lost and uncertain, thinking of the future of the family as they have no one to depend on other than Mr. Wong, who is a husband, father and a son for them.
So Mr. Wong's family is seeking 1.8 million ringgit in damages for negligence from Prasarana. How was this number arrived at and what does the claim comprise of?
Well, looking into this amount, the family are looking for a justified amount of compensation for the special and general damages by looking at the multiple injuries suffered by him due to this collision. We calculated into his loss of income, the medical bills, the after effect of the injuries as well as post surgeries, whether the injuries will affect the overall intellectual mental capacity and whether the injuries will affect the nature of his work or employment. We also take into account he is a married man with four children.
I wanted to look at this issue of negligence. How is that proven in a court of law?
Yeah, well, in the tort of negligence is known as a damage suffered as a result of another person's careless action or inaction. In short, negligence is meant whereby it is the heedless or careless conduct. It is also known as a duty of care. In a negligence suit, one will look into what is the duty, breach of duty, causation, and damages. Therefore, the victim and the family are waiting for a detailed explanation from Prasarana investigation on why and how the collision occurred. That's how we look into in the eyes of the law for to prove the negligence.
So from a legal standpoint, what are some of the challenges when it comes to handling cases like this?
Well, it involves a lot of emotional turbulence. All right. The victim's family is mentally and emotionally stressed out. They are very, very stressed out, I would say. We have to manage the client and have a balance of both, where we have to make sure that they are able to understand what we convey and they are able to absorb what we are doing legally, as well as we must be able to understand their point of view at this kind of heartbroken and devastated situation.
How has Prasarana responded to the case?
Well, from the day of the collision until today, the victim and his family are waiting for an official representative from Prasarana to reach out to them personally for an apology and detailed explanation detailed explanation or discussion for the damage that they suffered.
What would your advice be to other individuals that are affected by this incident? How do they decide if they should seek legal representation?
My advice to victim who suffered this incident is that they should actually reach out to a lawyer and get a detailed and proper consultation regarding the injuries that they suffered. They shouldn't be afraid, you know, from reaching to a lawyer or a solicitor, you see. A small injury that they thought could actually amount to something under the law. A very small little injury that they suffered actually amounts to something. Something could be awarded under the eyes of the law, actually.
And in closing, if we look at Mr. Wong's case, what are the next steps?
The victim and his family are waiting for Prasarana's representative to personally to come forward and discuss on the compensation amount through this letter of demand. It's a legal notice of demand, demand and compensation from Prasarana personally, so that they can move on with their life, you see, and to take care of the victim injuries to move forward.
Jasmine, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a very good evening. And thank you to Lynn and Shamla and also to BFM listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
You too. Have a good evening.
You too.
That was Jasmine Koo, the lawyer representing Wong Chi Fung, who is one of the victims of the LRT collision that happened last week. Share your thoughts with us on this. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.